Hello and welcome to this very special series, a podcast where we discuss about navigating bulls and bears of the crypto market. The fluctuating prices of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies can send investors into a tizzy and also affect investment decision of individuals who want to add cryptos to their portfolio. But that said, one can always navigate this volatility in the crypto market by making smart investment decisions. And in this podcast, we will explore how you can navigate the drastic changes in the crypto space. Joining me today is Mr. Praveen Kumar, the CEO and founder of Belfrix Group, and Mr. Rajagopal Menon, the VP of Marketing at WazirX. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
So, Mr. Menon, my first question is to you. The present volatility in the crypto market, and that's exactly what we'll be talking about through the podcast as well. How do you read into that? How should one as an investor read into it? And knowing the volatile nature of the crypto space, should one enter? Is this the good time to enter? Should one wait and watch? What is it that you'd like to say?
A damn good question. So, you know, there is this Chinese proverb, you know, that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is now. So in terms of crypto and in terms of Bitcoin, for example, the best time to invest was, you know, you could have said was 10 years ago when the price was a few dollars. It could have been 5 years ago where the price was, you know, a few hundred dollars. But the next best price, the next best time is actually right now. The biggest problem that I see for a lot of people is that they get put off by the term Bitcoin. So they have their own preconceived notions, their own prejudices that they have actually got into the picture when it comes to Bitcoin. So, you know, that hinders a lot of people from actually understanding what Bitcoin truly is. So, you know, it was with me also, you know, when I had a very good cushy job in one of India's largest telcos when I first heard about this way back in 2017. And at that time, you know, I quickly dismissed it with what you read in the newspapers. You know, it was a very lazy sort of an analysis to do where you think that, you know, Bitcoin is used by, you know, the drug mafia for, you know, child pornography and drug running and smugglers and so on and so forth. Very, very lazy on my part. And it also proved to be very impoverishing for me, because if I had invested way back in 2017, I would have been a very rich man right now. And, you know, taking this podcast out of the Bahamas or somewhere. So the first thing that I think anybody should do is actually understand the concepts of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. So if there is so much noise about Bitcoin, it is upon you to, or any new idea, it is upon you to understand why are people making so much noise about it, right? There has to be some, there's no smoke without fire. So please try and understand what the fire is. So once you understand, you understand what Bitcoin is, and there are thousands of resources available on the internet and on YouTube. You understand the basics of it, and then you understand how truly transformative it can be. So that sets you down on your personal rabbit hole of cryptocurrency, the world of cryptocurrency, and you'll come out of it a changed person. So to answer your question, I think the best time to buy cryptocurrency is right now, and the best time to buy is forever. So, you know, as long as you can and as long as you have the ability to buy, you know, you should start buying cryptocurrency as soon as you can.
So, Mr. Kumar, what is your sense on the present volatility in the crypto market? Where do you think this is headed? Or is it the name of the game?
See, the asset class is pretty new, right? So whenever the asset class is new, it's bound to have the volatility. So we are exposed to a completely new asset class for the last, 10 years is a very, very short period for you to have, you know, the reduced volatility kind of a scenario. So at this point in time, you should be expecting it, and this will continue for quite some time. And moreover that, you know, this particular asset class, as compared to any other stuff that what we had, is quite unique in nature. You know, different type of segments of people are coming in, and it's not only about investment that you have in over here. There is a lot of utility value coming in, technology value coming in. You are being part of an ecosystem. So interest comes in and goes out from various factors. So the volatility is bound to be there. And as Mr. Menon said that, you know, there is no right time for you to enter. So you have to be there. And the current market cap of the entire cryptocurrency market has already crossed $1 trillion. And this is bound to go into multi-trillion dollar levels, right? So if you are staying put in the market, eventually, and if you're selecting, the right, like in stock market, we talk about A grade, B grade stocks, and also you have a mix of a bag of currencies with you, you're bound to, travel along with those growth factors. So volatility will be there, and you can have these volatility as your, to your advantage if you are able to do the right analysis, right understanding of where you are getting into. So with all these factors, you should take a fantastic advantage of this, because once in a lifetime opportunity for people like us, people who have already invested 5 years, 6 years before massive returns they have garnered, and still there's a lot of heat left. So you just have to be there in the game along with the right people, right company, right asset class, right currencies.
Mr. Menon, tell me one thing. What are some factors that continue to affect or impact the markets when it comes to cryptocurrency? Any monitorables that investors should keep on their watch list?
There are, for old timers like Praveen, they'll know that, there are bull runs and there are bear runs in crypto. Like October, November, December typically is the time for a bull run in cryptos. It's typically led off by Bitcoin and then it flows to altcoins. So that's the way it's been for the last 5 years approximately. So there are patterns there, for a common investor, you should not try and time the market. This is one of the oldest rules in the game, that no one has ever managed to time the market. So the best, the volatility is actually your friend. So all you have to do is do dollar cost averaging, or assist. And in India we call it SIP, systematic investment plan. So whatever money that you can afford to lose, we spend 5, 7, 6, 7,000 bucks on a week out, on a weekend out. So put that in a crypto of your choice, 5,000 rupees on a Bitcoin or on ETH or on any other coin, a top five coin that you think will work. Is you have nothing to lose, right? And you do that consistently over a period of time, volatility then becomes your friend, because then what you've done is that you've averaged your costs out. And if you look at the trend over the last 10 years, no one has ever lost money investing in the top five coins or the top 10 coins let's not even talk about other coins. Let's talk about Bitcoin. Bitcoin has grown on an average of 200% compounded in the last 10 years. No other asset class in the history of mankind has given you that type of return. So yes, volatility is there, but do you want to lose out on that upside? So is the potential upside, right? 200% return, do you want to lose out on that? What do you have to lose if you put in 5,000 rupees every week? You have nothing much to lose. So I think in this case, there will always be trade-offs. So if there is volatility, there's this infinite upside that investors are seeing. And also I'd like to add that whatever Praveen and I are saying, not financial advice. Please do your own research before you invest. You have to read a lot about the category before you finally decide to, invest in it.
But, as we promised our listeners, we'll talk about navigating the bulls and bears of the crypto market. So how should investors react or digest when the crypto market is swinging either ways, bullish or bearish, Mr. Menon?
Karunya, the best thing for you to do would be to turn off the noise. The way that you invest in the crypto markets, for a first-time investor, I'm assuming that I'm talking to retail investors who are not savvy traders, is that you have to identify top three or four of the cryptocurrencies that you want to invest in. So anecdotally, what I have noticed is that the best and the easiest way to go, this is again not financial advice, is that you should go for typically a Bitcoin, an Ether, a Cardano. So you have a site called CoinMarketCap that gives you the top coins by market capitalization. So you go to the coin, you go to this website, you look up the top five coins here, read about them. You should be convinced about them, and then you take a call. So you read about the top 10 and then you decide, okay, fine, out of these 10, maybe I will invest in 3 to 5 coins, because then you have some sort of a spread in risk. And then what you do is that you keep reading about these. You have a basic plan in place. So you say, okay, fine, these are the five coins that I want to invest in, or the top four coins that I want to invest in. Now, this is the amount of money that I am comfortable, you know, not worried about. It won't give you sleepless nights. So it's, as I mentioned, if it is, you know, the 5,000 bucks that you spend on your for drinks in your local pub every weekend. So it's 5,000 into four, that would be 20,000 bucks. 20,000, assuming that you're comfortable, you know, investing, you should do that systematically every week. Invest in these four coins over a period of time. Read up about these projects. You know, every day there is, as Praveen alluded to, there will be a lot of noise, there'll be a lot of news, there will be a lot of things hitting you constantly. But, you know, turn off your notifications, stick to your plan. Unless there is something earth-shattering, you should stick to your plan over a period of time. The best investments have happened not instantly, but over a longish period of time. The window that you have to look for in crypto is typically 3 to 5 years, you know, that's what, so treat it like an investment. Like, what do the mutual fund guys tell you? You know, fill it, invest in it for 5 years and then forget about it, right? That's the same sort of strategy that you do. Because if you've invested in the correct coins after doing your due diligence and you've researched it enough, very little chance of you going wrong. And we've just scratched the surface of what, you know, the crypto markets are all about. So, you know, you have, in India, you have, I think, 10 million investors. And, you know, you have at least five times the amount of people in stock markets. So you can imagine the amount of penetration. There are more and more people coming into crypto, more and more people coming and buying Bitcoin, for example. The numbers are just growing across the world. And there is only 21 million Bitcoin to be bought. And out of them, 18 million are already out there in the market. So there is just 3 million more. And the amount of people that are out there to buy these cryptos is also, you know, is just increasing day by day. So the demand supply dynamics will tell you that there will be a demand for it, which means prices will go up, which also means there will be a lot of fluctuation and volatility, as you're alluding to. But you know, a lot of investor or a lot of institution guys are coming in. So going forward over a longish period of time, the fluctuations will settle down. But to navigate the bulls and the bears, have a plan, stick to it, and be disciplined. That's the only way that you'll go to sleep at night. You know, assuming that you have a day job and you're not staring at technical analysis throughout the day, this is the easiest way for you and me and a lot of common people to actually get into crypto.
Mr. Kumar, what are the most common behaviors or mistakes that people make when the market goes, you know, in extreme ways, up or down?
See, the answer lies in your previous question itself, that, you know, you asked about how to navigate the bull and bear market, right? So actually, you should not be worried about that. As compared to Forex investments or even a stock market investments, when I pick a particular stock, so I need to see how the company performs. And if I'm trading in FX, I need to see how the money markets works. But when you're investing in crypto market at this point in time, you are talking about taking position with the technology itself, right? So if you believe in the technology, it's similar. You should have a kind of an attitude which is similar to how the venture capitalists do. So you should take a position in the technology which you believe that is going to be the future technology. So it's just not about an investment, you know, instrument that you are having. Investment plus you are building the technology, you are being part of that particular technology. So understand how the technology is going to fare well, and one technology over the other, whether Ethereum is the one which is going to dominate the market, or whether Solana is the one, or let's say
Cardano
is there. So all of them compete with each other, right? But massively good, you know, a lot of attractiveness are there. So when you talk about attractiveness, this is the second factor, you know, that gives value to that particular currency. Also, the currency has been there for quite a long time. It has gone through all the ups and downs, and still it is sustaining. The technology has been constantly upgraded. It's an inside out kind of a technology, right? Wherein which whatever I do, it's an open book. You can see, you know, what I'm doing. So you have a minute-to-minute update of what's happening in the market. So take a position rightly and forget about the volatility. Let the bear market come in. Let the bull market come in. You just stay put. because this kind of a period you will not get many times during your entire lifetime. So, you know, every time we will have to see that whether I need to be part of the bull run or whether I need to be part of the bear run. But here, you just have to be part of the technology. That's it. Pick up the right technology and be with that and stay put. Have an understanding similar to how venture capital does. Let me be there for 5 years. You need money now also. You need money after 5 years. You need money after 10 years also. So, you know, if there is a compounded growth of 200% that goes on for these currencies, so imagine that what kind of money that you can have over a period of time. So that should be the understanding that you should be having. Otherwise, if you're trying to time the market and if you're trying to figure out that whether I should be part of the bull run or part of the bear run, you might burn your hands. That's my take.
Karan, just a couple of quick updates on what Praveen said. So there are three or four things that you have to do to avoid, because this is what we are observing as India is one of India's leading exchanges. One is avoid tips. So everybody gives you a tip. A lot of people give you tips. There is a proliferation of Telegram groups that tell you buy at this, sell at this. Avoid that. It's mostly they are pump and dry, you know, anyone is promising you returns that are seem unbelievable and it's too good to be true, it's usually too good to be true. We are savvy people, right? No one can deliver returns the way people think they can. You know, then it's usually stay away from such schemes. So there are now in excess of, there are at least, I think, 5,000 to 10,000 coins out there. So for every good coin, let me assure you, there are 100 shit coins. So the point which what people try and do is that crypto has become a get rich quick scheme, which it isn't. You can get rich maybe faster than what you would have got in a stock market, because everything is compressed, right? The world is moving at a much more faster rate. You know, you should be happy with a rate of about 20 to 30% if you're getting, but you know, don't get too greedy. And someone tells you that, you know, this shitcoin is going to go up, you know, 2x or 3x or 10x in 15 days, please believe me that it is usually a pump and dump exercise. In the end, you'll end up holding all the money and the guy will be laughing all the way to the bank. So invest in good coins, avoid tips. There are lots of Telegram groups out there. There are a lot of scamsters out there. There are a lot of people who come and there are a lot of imposters out there, you know. So we've had problems where people have trusted. We are very trusting people. So, you know, you say, okay, fine, I'm the CEO of XYZ company and I'm here to solve your problem. You know, please understand, we've invested huge amounts of money on support teams. Why do we do that? To solve the problems. The CEO will listen to you and will direct you, but obviously go to the right handles, you know, do check the URLs. Again, you know, character impersonation and, you know, social engineering are the easiest scams that happen as it is. So don't click on links that you don't know anything about. Don't click on, people who claim to be close to founders and, you know, working for XYZ company or management of XYZ company and promise to return your money or refund your money or take care of the customer problems that you have are usually bullshit. You know, always reach out to the designated teams so that, you know, your problems can be solved. And all exchanges have them and they're trying their level best to sort out your problems. Don't try it shortcuts, in a nutshell.
Okay.
So the fears are like, you know, whether it is legal or illegal, whether my money is safe or not, whether people will hack my money, hack my account. So all these are general fears, I suppose. Maybe you must be referring to those. But these are all taken care of. Slow and steadily, you know, the market is maturing. Regulated exchanges, established exchanges are coming in. So they can protect your money better than, you know, I would rather say that even better than the banks also, because the money that what you have at the bank, you don't own it. But the money that what you have at the exchanges, you can actually own it. And even the insurances are coming up. Regulators across the globe are watching for the technology, and we ourselves are regulated in multiple regions. And exchanges like WazirX and all these exchanges are massively big right now, you know. So I would say that each and every exchange who are currently operational with all the compliance and all are equivalent to banks. So tomorrow you are going to do all your banking transactions through the exchanges. So The fear definitely will be there. Any new stuff that you want to get in, it will be there. But imagine the fact that, you know, a building is being constructed and, you know, tomorrow that building is going to take rent in a certain form of asset, which, you know, it's a scarce asset and you want to be part of that. So every time when someone pays the rent and you are going to get a share of that, it is similar to that one. So this particular technology is going to be used whether you like it or you don't like it. People are going to use Bitcoins and other currencies for purchasing their assets or even day-to-day transactions. Also, that is going to come in, whether we talk about stable coins or currencies or even utility tokens. For example, as of now, we are putting the educational certificates on the blockchain. We have, you know, the COVID certificates on the blockchain. So these are entities who are not concerned about what the price volatility of that particular asset is. So that's a technology which they want to put their assets on. So when they want to push their data onto these networks, so they have to pay the rent. So currently, you are being part of that particular ecosystem, and you're going to get a pie of that. So that's how you need to look into this particular technology. So the Web3 era right now, as he rightly said, with a close, what I should say, capital control regime that what we have, this is the first time that you have actually exposed to a global investment asset class that too at a, you know, at a click of a button, you can actually get access to that one. So it's a fantastic opportunity. So you should put away your fears and get onto that particular bandwagon.
No, absolutely. And as Praveen said, you know, Praveen identified a lot of fears, which I didn't, but I'm quite familiar with them because I work for Wazirex. So Karunya, again, you should dip your toes into something that you are, you know, you don't have to plunge straight in. Dip your toes into it and invest a little, because the moment you invest and there is some money riding on it, automatically you'll start learning more about it. And this is what I would advise all retail investors who are very apprehensive about it. Put 1,000 rupees in, right? It's a cost of a pizza. Put it in there. Then you automatically you'll start reading a lot about, you know, Bitcoin and crypto, and then you'll track the prices by itself. You'll learn about projects by itself, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like a rabbit hole. It's like Alice in Wonderland. You know, you go down that rabbit hole, or, you know, I can give you the example of Matrix. You know, it's the red pill or the blue pill. So, you know, you can't take the red pill and be happy in the Matrix, but you can take the blue pill and hopefully things will work out.
True. I mean, that's the case for any asset class, right? In order to be more involved and truly invested, you have to, you know, at least get started at some point or the other.
Absolutely. Cool.
But is there any short way or method or strategy to manage volatility? I mean, because we started on that note wherein we were talking about how volatile the space is as of now. But is there a way to have your way around it?
See, again, I would stick on to the same thing that, you know, you don't have to try and tame the volatility. The volatility will be there. There is no way that you can go around. Even the best of the best company, the best of the best investment managers, everyone gets stuck with momentarily moments. So rather than trying to tame the volatility, understand the long-term benefit of the investment, understand the technology and be with that one. So I can go on and on for technical analysis, when to enter, whether you need to do a day trading, whether you need to do a weekly trading. So we can have a different call for that particular process. But for a layman, for a novice investor, that should not be the case that you should be looking into. So if with the kind of advices, me or whoever it is who will be giving that, you know, this is the volatility index that you need to look in, you should enter at this particular point in time and you should exit at this particular point in time, you have your stop losses in, all these are only fillers, you know. So ultimately, you need to take that long-term position if you are looking to make money. So a short-term, yes, traders can trade, but you should have a long-term vision. Because why I'm saying, again, repeating this particular process, because this is a one-time lifetime opportunity that what you can get to have that, you know, the extensive return that what you know, it's very difficult, or rather, I don't foresee any other asset class that could give the kind of return what the cryptocurrency might give, at least in my lifetime period, I suppose. So that's my take.
So Karanya, I would say volatility is your friend. I get depressed when Bitcoin prices grow up, because that means I have to buy it at a higher price. I am ecstatic when there is a correction that happens. So I was happiest when Bitcoin was around 40 to 45,000, because I could buy a lot more with the amount of money that I had allocated for my cryptocurrency investments. So now that, you know, Bitcoin is ranging between 60 and 65,000, I'm not a very happy chappy. And I'll be sadder still, because now everybody is expecting Bitcoin to go up. You know, this is October, November, December. This is not, again, financial advice, and do your own research. The cost is expected to go up. That means for my meager investment, so, you know, I'm putting in, say, 5,000 rupees. 5,000 rupees gives me 0.0001 Bitcoin, or a fractional ownership of Bitcoin. I get depressed when it comes to 60,000, because I'm in it. I'm saying that, okay, fine. I am 45. I plan to retire at 50. I have 5 years to invest whatever I want to. So, you know, I need to make, you know, it would help if Bitcoin was at a lower cost, but it isn't. You know, so everyone who's really very happy that Bitcoin has touched 60,000, are you crazy? Because you get to buy less of Bitcoin when it is at 60,000. You'll get even lesser when it is at 100,000. So, you know, volatility is your friend, and you should accumulate more when it is below the threshold of, or the numbers that it's the average price that it has been trading for the last few days.
Absolutely. Point taken. And I hope our listeners are also on board with that, and they're more open to dealing and facing volatility, because that's here to stay. Better to be friends with it and navigate the markets, whether it's the bull case scenario or the bear case. And on that note, gentlemen, thank you so much for taking time out and sharing your insights and your knowledge and everything else that you had to share, your own experiences on this whole space that's gaining so much traction.
Thank you so much, Karanya, for having us.
Thanks, Mr. Menon.
Thank you, guys.